John Heaton says an environmental impact statement process at Hanford has found that some of the facility's tanks that store what is classified as high-level nuclear waste actually contain transuranic waste, or TRU, true waste. Heaton is the chairman of the Carlsbad Nuclear Opportunities Task Force and served in the state legislature as a representative for 14 years. He says it's this transuranic waste that the Department of Energy wants to ship to WIPP for storage. Critics of the proposal charge the plan is an attempt by the Department of Energy to expand WIPP's mission to include higher levels of waste than are currently allowed by federal and state law.
Because it was managed as high-level waste doesn't necessarily mean that that's what it really is. And now, after the result of the analysis, those 20 tanks have been determined to be transuranic waste, which is the category of waste that WIPP takes, given that it meets all of the stipulations that WIPP requires, meaning that it needs to be dry, and it will need to be analyzed to meet all the chemical and other waste acceptance criteria.
Some of the critics have also said that this change in the classification of some of the waste in some of the tanks at Hanford is more of a strategic move because some of these tanks are leaking, and that there's an attempt to reclassify waste as transuranic when maybe it's contaminated with high-level waste or it's a mixture of wastes. What is your response to that?
Those determinations are not made by us. They are made by DOE. They're made by through the knowledge that they have of where that material actually came from. Unfortunately, in this country, we define waste by not what it is in terms of its radioactivity and its content. We define it by where it came from. There's no other country in the world that defines that material other than by chemical analysis and radiologic analysis. It's a very antiquated process.
So it is accurate to say, though, that the WIPP facility is not set up to handle high-level waste now?
No, they're not. We are set up to do what our legal mission is, which is managing transuranic waste. If you remember Rocky Flats, I don't know whether you've been to Rocky Flats above Denver, but that site is now completely cleaned up, and that would have never happened without the WIPP site. We were spending about $800 million a year at Rocky Flats managing it. So taking care of these things in a permanent way rather than moving the deck chairs around from one place to another, WIPP will eventually encapsulate and contain that waste forever. I don't want to dwell on the economic issues because I think that people get the wrong idea that we don't care about safety and we don't care about New Mexico and we don't care about anything but the God Almighty dollar for the moment. And that's not the case.
John Heaton is a former state representative from Carlsbad who serves as the chair of the Carlsbad Nuclear Opportunities Task Force. The state of New Mexico currently prohibits WIPP from receiving tank waste from the Hanford Nuclear Reservation. Overturning that prohibition would clear the way for the shipments. For KUNM, I'm Elaine Baumgartel.